All right. CJSF 90.1 FM, or you're listening on CKXU 88.3 FM. This is the 60-minute stage dive. We have been stage diving for 32 minutes and 15 seconds as of right now. I want to thank everyone for letting me monologue in the beginning. I mean, I didn't ask for permission. I just did it, but hopefully everyone was cool with that. I played you guys a bunch of music right there. Let's talk about it. In reverse chronological order, you just heard the song Tourniquet by Femur. It's off of the album Red Marks. Now, I don't remember where in Canada those guys are from, but a good friend of mine named Jill put me on to these boys, and they're super awesome. Super, super awesome. Big fan. Sludgy. A little bit of hardcore influences in there, too. Love it. Song before that, Bird Eater with the song Questions for a Ghost Maker. It's off of the album Utah. Shout out Connor one time. Bird Eater's a really cool band made up of a few, I think. Yeah, so Bird Eater was before Gaza. And some of the members that were in Gaza were in Bird Eater. I don't remember which ones. I can't remember their names. But that's why the music's good, because Gaza's good. The song before that, Zombies, Zombies by The Discord of a Forgotten Sketch. It's from their album Don't Pay More Than $5, but they put the dollar sign after the five, so I don't know what to do with that. The song before that, Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead with the song Spiteful Enemy. It's off of the album Tragedy as Catharsis, and they are local to everyone here in Vancouver. Okay. So yeah, because I monologued in a very formless way, I ate into my music time a little bit more than I thought I was going to. So everything's going to be a little fast and loose here for a second, but I think that's going to add to everything. So this next band is a really cool band. Oh man, now I want to make sure I have these guys right. They're from Ontario, but where in Ontario? They're from Ottawa. And Belleville, I guess. I don't know how much of a distinction there is between those two towns. But 1995? 1993, dude. 1993 to 1996, this band was putting out music. And it's very noise rock-inspired, post-hardcore. But it wouldn't have been called post-hardcore at the time. Not necessarily, I don't think. But that's being really pedantic. They're a really cool band. They give me a lot of Drive Like Jehu vibes. They give me a lot of At The Drive-In vibes. Just a really fantastic, fantastic band. So we're going to get into that song right away. It's called The Game. And they don't have an album out necessarily. They just have their entire discography on Spotify, which is cool. Which is cool. Apparently they put out some singles a couple years ago. I don't know what's coming of that, but pretty rad. We're going to get into more music. My voice is going because my Thursdays are too long now. And I'm losing my voice, I find. But that's okay. The Game by Shotmaker from Ottawa in 1993. Next on CKXU 88.3, but also CJSF 90.1. We'll be right back. see, we're in an interesting spot in the show right now, guys, as we're 48 minutes into the 60-minute stage dive here on CJSF 90.1 FM and CKXU 88.3 FM. We're in an interesting spot here because I had one or two more songs planned, but it's just going to put me over time. And I don't want to do that because of how important this last song is. Oh my goodness. How important this last song is to me. So yeah, let's run back what we just heard because I played you guys a bunch of stuff right there. So, in reverse chronological order, you just heard the band Diana Krall's and another band, Info Police, coming together to make the song Limp Bizkit. It's off of the 2024 release, Both Indistinct. Pretty sure it was 2024. Let me just confirm that. That was a 2025 release. Awkward. Oh my gosh, it came out a day before my birthday too. Double awkward. Song before that, Body Minus Head with their song Violence Against Everyone. It's off of the album An Exercise in Self-Sufficiency. Really cool band from Kitchener, Ontario. I hadn't heard of them before this week. But I really like their sound, and I thought I should include it. I know I kind of went all over the place with the genres in this show, but I think this is coming together pretty well. The song before that, very hardcore, and this is even better. The artist Exit Life with the song Exit Life off of the album Underneath Heaven's Rain. I thought it was going to be Exit Life off Exit Life from Exit Life. No. That's a really cool hardcore band. Really enjoy their sound. Just enough mathcore and metalcore in there to keep me salivating. Big fan. Song before that, The Asphyxiation of Lisa Clare by the artist The End. It's off of the album. Give me a second here. It's so freaking long. I can't even see it on my monitor. It's off of the album Transfer Trachea Reverberations from Point False Omniscient. Say that five times fast. Canadian band, as far as the internet has told me, and really enjoy their sound. Really, really cool stuff. I'm not too sure where they're from in Canada. They're from the East Coast, from Southern Ontario. Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. Yeah, really cool band. That is no more. Song before that, The Game by Shotmaker. What? So cool. Really enjoy that band, Shotmaker. Not because I'm making shots, and not because I'm doing shots, just because they're making hits. You know what I'm saying? Okay. My last song is 7 minutes long, and I have 8.5 minutes of radio. What a time. I'm going to talk about something that's plaguing me, and that's sports media. God, it's awful. It's so bad. And on top of that, the fact that the Blue Jays keep getting linked with free agents, and then they don't get them because the free agent signs for an absurd amount of money in Los Angeles. It's frustrating. If you didn't catch the news, Kyle Tucker signed for $240 million. $68 million of that up front just for signing his name down. Didn't even have to play for the Dodgers. They were like, here's $68 million. No big deal. See ya. Dude, what? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I'm not trying to turn this into a sports show. This is just what gets my gears going. Okay. I hate the Dodgers. Okay, last song you're going to hear tonight is called Doctor by Black Midi. If you caught the top of the show, you know about some news that happened to the band Black Midi. I mean, they've been broken up for about a year now, I think, but they unfortunately lost their former guitarist to a battle to mental health, which is really sad. And it's really affecting. And I don't really know what to do or say about it, aside from just enjoy what they were able to create. So this song, Doctor, is fantastic. If you're not aware, Black Midi, I always get the name of these festivals mixed up. I think it was the Polaris. No. I don't remember, man. It was that live show that they did. The Hyundai Mercury Prize. Check out Black Midi's performance of Doctor at the Mercury Prize show from 2019. It's fantastic. But otherwise, I'm going to leave you with the song for now. And make sure you check out Rad Radio right after this. Or if you're listening in Lethbridge, enjoy My Erratic Nature with Casey. Hi, Casey. This is Doctor by Black Midi. I will be back next week. Thank you all so much for your time.
From now on I will be like this all of the time. Though I have said that so many times. But it could not bring me here. It could never break me. It could not break me. It could never break me. We'll be right back. would not come.